4 years ago, we were needing to raise money for some formal wear for tuxedos and dresses for our kids. So we came up with this idea about starting a rock and roll oldies show that kind of encompassed music from the 50s all the way through the 80s. And I'm actually part of an oldies show, the Ultimate Oldies Show, you know, here in Perigold that performs at the Collins Theater. And so I asked some of my buddies that were in the band and that also sang, hey, would you be interested in doing a fundraiser for us? We were needing to raise at that time $10,000 for the formal wear. And so everyone's like, yeah, sure, we'll help out. And so it started 4 years ago, and here we are, you know, still doing it to this day. So it's a really cool show.
So you mentioned the formal wear. Still paying that off, or are you looking to raise money for some other needs?
Yeah, we paid the formal wear off that year, and basically what we've done, we've come up with a different project every year. The second year, we actually bought an 18-wheeler with the money. Last year, we were invited to a national competition in Gatlinburg, Tennessee, and so we used the money that we raised to pay for the buses to get over there. So this year's project is going to be for instruments. We've seen a tremendous growth in our program. This is now my sixth year, and when I started, we had about 140 kids, 7 through 12. Today, we have about 330 kids in the program, and we are in desperate need of more instruments. And the school district has been great about purchasing instruments, but we're just, we're growing at such a fast rate that we're needing to purchase some more instruments, and anything from flutes all the way up to sousaphones. So, that's what we're going to use this year's proceeds to purchase.
Well, I'm sure that's encouraging to you as director of bands to have so many students who are interested in music. Is there any one thing you can put your finger on to say this is perhaps one of the reasons why there's been such a huge growth in the band program?
Well, I would think that the main thing is we challenged the kids, 6 years ago, hey, we're going to do something and create something here that you're going to be able to look back on and say, hey, this is what we got done as a group. We talk about goal setting, and this is, we set goals, and then we work. Nothing's free and nothing's cheap, and, you've got to, there's no shortcuts. Hard work is the only way you're going to get there. And so we've really challenged the kids. And, most people think, teenagers nowadays, you lay a challenge down, they're going to disappoint you. Our kids have really bought in and sold out to that idea that if I work towards something, I accomplish that. And so the kids have just really stepped up to the challenge, and that to me has been the main catalyst behind all this. And then as the younger ones have seen our band maybe at football games or concerts, they've gone, hey, they're doing pretty good. that looks real fun. I want to be a part of that. So it's really helped us out. Each year, our beginning band numbers, which is seventh graders, has grown tremendously, where this year we signed up 75% of the incoming seventh grade class for beginning band, which is just phenomenal. And so those kind of numbers are basically, the kids are sticking with it and they're moving through the program. So, we're needing to meet the challenge.
I'm sure as an educator, you hear the statistics that children who and teenagers who are involved in music, it carries over to their academic performance in other areas as well.
You bet. And it does. It not only does it, help with the test scores, but, a lot of the teachers share with me their best kids in class, the best behaved kids, the ones who are thinking more analytically and thinking more creatively are the band kids, because, we challenge them every day in class to be more creative when they're playing, don't just play what's on the page. How would you interpret this? How would this, make you feel? What's the emotion we're trying to create? And so it's helping them in other aspects of their life right now.
I'm sure it's encouraging to you as well to see how much the community is supporting the band program at these concerts and financially.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. I tell everybody, I have without a doubt probably the best job in the state of Arkansas. My parents are just so committed. They give up so many hours. I've got a core group of booster officers who are able to encourage and bring others along, for the ride, so to speak. And my administration, from my superintendent to my principals, I mean, they just totally behind what we're trying to do and believe in what we're doing. And luckily for me, you know, I'm from Paragould and I went to Paragould High School, so I've got a lot of connections in the community, and they have just, you know, if I've asked them for something, the answer has always been yes, and they've always been, you know, there to help out in any way that they can.
Well, in addition to obviously helping out the band, it's going to be a wonderful night of entertainment.
Yes, yes. All the performers, if you're familiar with our Ultimate Oldies show in Paragould, some of the singers will be there for that, as well as some of our high school students, not only in the band program, but I've got several students who aren't even in band who wanted to be a part of the show. And, you know, you'll hear, you know, the 50s doo-wop type songs and the you know, the 60s Motown, all the way through some, you know, the 70s funk and R&B type stuff, and all the way up to those fun songs that we know from the 80s. Every song was a chart topper. You know, there's not going to be any song that they're not going to know. You'll be tapping your foot along. It'll start at 7, and you know, it'll go so quick. It'll be done by 9, but you're like, man, you know, the show went so quick.
Well, there's a tremendous amount of talent in and around the Paragould area. I know that you're going to have some amazing performers, and I know that you are working to create some more amazing performers there with the band program at Paragould Schools.
That's right. That's right. A couple of the singers that are in the show, actually, I went to high school with and was in band or choir with and was able to pull them back in. All of our singers, except for one, is from Paragould. Our one non-Paragould singer, Derek Palmer, vocal major from Arkansas State University, has been in local theater and done a great job. He was just in Shrek the Musical up here at Paragould just this past summer, and he's going to join along our show. All of our band members are from the Paragould or just the surrounding area, and just a tremendous amount of talent with all those guys and the way they work the charts up. You know, I tell them, say, guys, we want these to sound just like the recording. And so, you know, they literally go home and learn it, and it, you know, it just sounds like you're listening to the, you know, the real deal.